The report, released Saturday by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, says poppy cultivation in Afghanistan has increased nearly 60% in the past year. Saturday, the UN Drug Agency chief Antonio Maria Costa told reporters in Kabul that the explosive growth in opium production is a major challenge to Afghanistan's long-term stability.
The news is very bad. Regarding opium, we face a state of emergency. Opium cultivation in Afghanistan has increased by almost 60%, 59% in 2006, to a all-time high of 165,000 hectares. Yes. That is a crop of a staggering amount, 6,100 metric tons.
He says the sharpest rise has occurred in Afghanistan's southern provinces, where the Taliban-led insurgency has destabilized the entire region. In Helmand province, part of the Taliban's traditional stronghold, the cultivation of opium poppies has risen more than 160% since 2005. The UN report says Afghanistan now produces more than 90% of the world's illegal opium supply. The UN says the illicit drug trade nets roughly $2.7 billion a year, about one-third of Afghanistan's gross domestic product. The UN's Antonio Costa says much of the profits are helping fund insurgent activity in the south and fueling widespread political corruption throughout the country. He urged the government to crack down on corruption and go after the leading drug lords as soon as possible.
We insist on arresting and bringing to justice the 100 most serious drug traffickers and opium farmers. We propose to seize their assets and redistribute them to the people.
The UN report marks a significant setback for international efforts to combat Afghanistan's drug trade. Western countries, including the United States, have contributed hundreds of millions of dollars to help train Afghan police and provide alternative resources for local farmers growing poppies. Doug Wankel, director of the U.S. Drugs Control Office in Afghanistan, warned the country is slowly but surely spinning out of control. Wankel told reporters in the capital Saturday that unless Afghanistan curbs the drug trade, the country risks slipping from, in his words, a narco-economy to a narco-state. And in that case, he said the country's young democracy could collapse. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.